Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives from artists, producers, engineers, and other individuals in the music industry. In each episode, we touch on not only what has helped the person succeed, but we also touch on what has shaped them into the person that they are today. I hope you're able to gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you on your own journey to success as well. Let's get into it. Welcome everyone to episode 191 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today I welcomed a singer, songwriter, and producer from Baltimore, Maryland. Her name is Christ. We connected back in early November, just talking about music, and then led to the conversation of the podcast. Happy to have her on this week. Super cool discussion. She talked about being in music from an early age, being involved in a lot of different sides of music with some of her family members, having been artists and things like that, and musicians. Her experience in the church growing up, doing music, her trip to LA several years ago and what she learned from that, and then eventually moving back to Baltimore and pursuing music for real around 2020. And we talked about, you know, the challenges she faced around that time, getting back into being an artist. She talked about her recent single called Irrelevant and the story behind it and what it has meant to some of her listeners and fans, and what she has on deck for 2024. A lot of cool projects in the works. And she has a lot of big goals. I think she's going to be getting to all those in due time, because I think she just has an amazing attitude, an amazing spirit for the music and for the art as well. So without further ado, let's get into this one. So welcome everyone to episode 191 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today we have an incredible singer-songwriter, producer. She's originally from the Baltimore area. She goes by the name of Christ. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm doing amazing.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, I know we talked like probably beginning of November is when we originally talked. And, you know, so it's been a couple months, but we've kind of been keeping in touch with one another. And I'm happy to have you here today. So, you know, just to start off every episode, we have the guest give some background as far as, you know, how did you get into music? How long have you been doing it? Just for those that might not know you and what you do.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I've been doing music for a really long time, but it kind of feels like that I just started. It's so crazy because like I've been doing music ever since I was a child, and I started in a church like a lot of people do. I'm a PK kid, so you know, and I was a minister of music for like a really long time when I was young, when I was a, you know, teenager. I was leader in like, my youth music and the youth music department program and everything at church. Like I was doing all that. And then finally when I hit like around 13, 14, I would say, that's when I started to kind of like branch out. And I really wanted to kind of just discover who I was. I guess outside of the church, outside of what, you know, my parents had introduced to me when it came to music. My mom was a singer. My grandfather actually was in a really well-known gospel group actually called the Christian Heirs. So like music definitely runs in my family, but like around 13, 14, I started kind of branching out, and I was like, oh, like, I kind of want to listen to, what's this? I was like, oh, I was like, what's Stevie Wonder? What's Anita Baker? You know, what's Sade? Like, you know, so I kind of got really excited and just kind of started branching out. I started songwriting. I was a poet at first. Like, at first, I was just doing poetry, and then it kind of turned into songwriting, and I started writing for myself, and I started writing for other artists probably around like 14. And I started recording and kind of like getting in the studio around that time. And I was actually on this tour. It was actually like this Baltimore tour, like called like the Believe Tour. Like, that's crazy. Like when I was like a kid, it was like a tour that like all the old Baltimore, like a lot of like the Baltimore, like, greats were on, like, Mario, Paula Campbell. Like, I was, like, on that, like, tour, like, when I was, like, a child. And so, like, my first manager, like, had me on that. And so, like, I just started kind of getting into the Baltimore scene then. And then after that, you know, I just kind of kept going. I took a really long hiatus, a super, super long hiatus, like, years and years and years after my parents passed. So I really didn't come back and do music again, like, at all. Like, I completely, like, stopped on music for a while, like, for years, until 2020. So finally I was like, okay, you know what? I think I want to try this again. And I've basically been going. I've been going ever since. 2022 was when I started performing again. And it was when I kind of really came back on the, like, Baltimore DMV scene and kind of was like, okay, I'm ready to kind of, like, meet people and kind of put myself out there. So that's kind of everything in a nutshell. Yeah. Oh, I'm also forgetting a lot of stuff. I'm sorry. I talk a lot. I went to LA when I was a teenager. So, like, I left Baltimore. I went to LA when I was a teenager. I was, like, 17. I graduated early. So, I was, like, I graduated high school. So, I was, like, 17. I left, and I was just, like, you know, I really don't want to be here anymore. And I just kind of went. I just left. I had family out there and an uncle and an aunt out there. And I just kind of just, you know, my parents, they let me go, and, like, I just went, and I just was like, I'm about to just do this music thing, I'm about to just be a hippie, and I'm about to just be out here and, like, do my thing or whatever, and I did, I got blessed, you know, for, you know, to work with some great people while I was out there. I definitely got a chance to, like, really get my songwriting skills up, and I really kind of zoned in on, like, the songwriting aspect of things when I was out there, because I really wasn't ready or, like, confident, I don't really think, enough to be an artist yet. So I really just, like, was really being a songwriter for, like, other artists. And, you know, I got blessed to get some, you know, placements and, you know, great opportunities while I was out there. But I ended up coming back, you know, after my parents got sick, and you know, I kind of been here ever since. And like I said, I didn't really want to do music until about 2020. I came out with ATC, and then 2022, that's when things kind of just, like, skyrocketed for me.
Yeah,
kind of just riding
over. I was gonna say you successfully covered many of the bases of the journey, I think, and some of the questions too. So thank you for recapping, because I was definitely curious about the LA trip as well, because I read that on your Spotify bio about how you had went out there and everything. And so it sounds like to me, like, even since you were a kid, it's just like you've kind of had experience in a little bit of everything in music regardless. So it's definitely great to hear. And it does lead me into my next question, which for you, I want to focus primarily on when you got back into it a few years ago around 2020. What do you think was the biggest challenge when you were trying to get back into it and you wanted to be an artist and you were going to start focusing on that more after all that you had been through? What do you think was the biggest challenge to get back into it and keep going?
That's a good question. I like that question. By the time that I was ready to put out the single and kind of see what it was going to do, I had already kind of made up my mind that this is what I wanted to do, and that this was it for me, and that there was no plan B, C, D. Like, this is what I wanted to do. This is, like, this was my purpose. This was my calling. It was just the energy around it was just too strong for me to deny it anymore. And I just had to be like, it's time to give in. You know, it's time to give in to what the universe wants you to do, and, you know, and what God wants you to do. And, like, I just kind of was like, you know what? You know, F it. I'm about to just go for it. And I kind of already made up in my mind, like, you know, I'm not quitting this time. You know, I'm not gonna stop this time. And I really think everything literally happened so naturally. And that's how I know that it was meant to be, because when things are meant to be, they just are so natural. Everything just happens so natural. So, and it's just, everything just feels great. You know, everything just happens naturally. You know, you don't feel any like, it's not so difficult, you know, when it's right. So it wasn't a seamless experience. I had a lot of stress, but at the same time, I felt so great through the process because it felt so natural. It felt right. Now, I will say the hardest part though was me pushing past my perfectionism, because I'm a really big, perfectionist. I'm a Taurus, but I got a lot of Aries. I have a lot of Aries in me. I'm a Taurus Aries. So it's like, we are big perfectionists. We want everything to be like, and if it's not, it's like, you're out of here. You know, so like, I had to push past that. I had to fight that, because me, I just scratched the whole thing. Like, I'd be like, no, that ain't it. Like, we just need to start over again. And it's like, no, like... You know, you have to kind of realize that everything is not going to be perfect. And I had to really get past that. Like, okay, everything's not going to be perfect, you know, but I have to keep going, you know. I was lucky to have people around me that encouraged me. So, you know, be like, no, you know, we're going to fix it. And I really learned a lot. I learned a lot about mixing. I learned a lot about what I want to sound like, and what I, you know, what is my sound? What do I want people to hear, you know, when they hear my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was really difficult for me. I had to get past that perfectionism, because that stuff will kill you. Yeah. Like, please don't try to be perfect. Like, just keep going, you know?
That's the... Yeah, I think that's what kills a lot of artists too, especially when they're starting out, is that they want to be perfect, and then they end up just never, they look back 5 years from now and they haven't dropped anything, you know what I mean? They're still working on the same song. So that, and then what you said about like following the voice in your head, just saying, you know, this is what I want to do, this is what feels right to me. I feel that too, because I actually had an episode a couple weeks ago. She's a singer from Nashville. And she was talking about how she originally went to school for something, I think it was like personal fitness or to be a personal trainer or something. She said she enjoyed that, but then eventually she just got to the point where she was like, I've wanted to do music for however long, and it just feels wrong if I'm just denying that, you know, dream of doing that. So that's how she ended up moving from Florida to Nashville and then decided to pursue music. So it's like, you really can't deny, you know, what feels right at the end of the day. I think that's exactly what it sounds like for you as well. You know, it's just you found that moment and you were like, I got to run with it and just see where it goes. So congrats on that. Yeah, congrats on that, because that's a big step. So yeah, absolutely. And I feel like a lot of people got to, you know, kind of figure that out for themselves, obviously. And it comes at different points in life, too. But, you know, you got to do it at the end of the day just to see where it'll go. So you dropped a single last fall called Irrelevant, and definitely want to get the story behind that, you know, the process behind it. Why did you choose to release that last year, and how do you think you're going to build off that moving forward? What do you think is going to be the next step for you musically?
Ooh, yes. So Irrelevant, I love. It's crazy. Irrelevant is definitely one of those songs which I love, it's left to your own interpretation of things, right? So, like, some people, they'll be like, oh, well, this kind of makes me feel like you're just getting over a relationship, and you're just kind of like, yeah, like, you're just living your best life, and you're like, you know, you back outside, you know, you're out on these streets again. It makes me feel like that. And then some people, they get the deeper aspect of things where they're like, oh, well, this actually kind of makes me feel like you're talking more so about life and how the things in life that could be oppressing you or putting pressure on you or making you depressed or making you sad in any kind of way. You know, you have to you know, shed those things. You have to let go of those things. And a lot of those things are actually irrelevant at the end of the day, because they are not going to help you to evolve and to grow and to be a better person at the end of the day. Those things are just a lot of the times holding you back and holding you down. And it's time, and you have to shed those things for you to get to where you want to go in life and to live in your purpose, you know, and to be, and to find joy and to find peace again, right? So, like, a lot of people, you know, they look at that as just a reminder of that. And then other people, they look at it as though, like, where it's like, oh, well, you know, it's giving, I'm back outside. You know, that's really what it's giving. So I like to leave that to people's own interpretation. I'm big on letting people make up their own narratives when it comes to my music. One thing about me, I don't like for people to make up their own narratives about me as a person, if you know me personally. But I do love it when people make up their own narratives about my music, because it's for you. When I release it, it's actually for you. You know what I'm saying? It's at, you know, when you listen into it, I want it to be for you and whatever you are going through in your life. And I want it to relate to whatever you are feeling and whatever you are dealing with in your life. I don't want it to be about what, even if I complete, like, I could have written it about cows. But if you feel as though that it's about lions and tigers and bears, then I want you to completely, like, you know, I want you to continue, you know, I want you to continue to think about that as lions and tigers and bears. You know, I want you to have your own narrative, and for you to, because that's going to help you to enjoy it. Yeah. You know, that's what I want people to do. I want people to enjoy my music. So I look at some people's own interpretation, but I will say, yes, it was more so about me just shedding and, letting go a lot of the things that were not helping me to grow. But it actually ended up becoming kind of about both, honestly, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, but I didn't realize that until it was already released. So that's crazy.
Hey there, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know about a couple different ways that you can support the podcast. One of the ways is by clicking that support the podcast button within your streaming platform. That is if you want to be a monthly supporter of the show. You can contribute either 99 cents, $5, or $10 a month. So that's the first way, and that's the more traditional way that we've had now for the last couple years. The other method that we actually just recently introduced is from our good friends over at Ko-fi. Ko-fi is a virtual tip jar. We have set our limit to a minimum of $10, but you can go make one-time, one-off donations. So if you visit ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast, you'll be able to donate. And all these different forms of donation go towards getting new guests every single week, getting potential sponsors on board to do giveaways, and overall just making the show better for you guys. So if you want to do that Ko-fi link, it's ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast. Otherwise, again, look for that support the podcast button in your streaming platform if you'd like to be a monthly supporter. And I just want to say thank you guys for your contributions. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. I think I always felt like the best songs in general are the ones that could have multiple meanings, or they could mean something different to an individual as a listener. Like, to me, that makes timeless music, because like you said, if you talk to one person, it might mean something to them, as opposed to you that wrote it, and then as opposed to a completely different person that has another experience, they could hear it in that way. So I think that's super awesome, and just I love the song as well, because I was listening to it last night even when you sent it to me, and I was like, yeah. I really mess with it too, so congrats on it. And I think it's super great. And what do you think is gonna be next for you musically? Do you have anything planned for this year yet, or you're just kind of writing and seeing where things go at the moment? Like, what do you think people can expect next?
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish I could tell you all the things I have coming. Like, I have so much coming, not just me, but the people around me, you know, the people that I am, you know, working with and planning with. Like, you know, it's me and multiple people, we have so, oh my God, I really want to scream into the mountaintops, but I can't. I have to keep it under wraps. But I will say that things are really going to the next level for me and my artistry, and I definitely feel as though that it's a beautiful natural progression of things. I will say for right now, what I can reveal is that I have a new cover coming out, and that's dropping tomorrow. That's dropping January the 9th, 2024. So whenever this comes out, I want y'all to go on over to my page, and I want y'all to check that out. It's a cover. It's Scissor OD Diamond Boy cover, but I kind of, anytime I do a cover, I always write it. I always rewrite it because I want it to be my own. You know, I always make things my own. I never want things to be the same. So I always write my own verse whenever I do a cover. So I think people are really going to enjoy this remix of OD, Diamond Boy. It was shot by Johnny Capahala, and he did an amazing job on the video, and so that is dropping tomorrow, and we are really excited about showing that to everybody. And then I have, of course, plenty more music, plenty more products that are going to be coming out. The next single, just music in general, that's going to be out very, very soon. You know, I can't announce it yet, but it is going to be out very, very soon. And yeah, we're definitely taking things to another level, so.
That's super, yeah. Super awesome. And I like what you said about kind of putting your own spin on covers. I like that. You kind of add your own flavor to it as well and kind of makes it stand out. So I'm excited to hear that. And by the time, because this will be coming out in February, so all this stuff will probably be out. At least some of this stuff will be out. So definitely, everybody listening, definitely go check it out. Very exciting stuff. And is there any collaborators that you are working with that you want to give a shout out to on this episode? Could be people in the Baltimore area or elsewhere that you're working with. Anyone you want to give a shout out to today?
No shout outs. I'm really excited to be working with a lot of great people out in PG, DC right now. I'm working with some amazing producers out there, and we are working on a project. And I'm also finishing up my project that is already done, that is being released, produced, mixed, mastered by a lot of my friends, Christian Whitley and Desmond Fergus, and Travis, or Centrell Harper, he goes by his writer name. He's vocal producing on that project with me, and so we have put together a lot of, you know, during this, you know, project. And oh, shout out to producer Dimitri, who is also on that project. So the first project that will be coming out that I think I can talk a little bit about, it's called The Righteous and the Ratchet Part 2, and it's called Villain Era. And it's basically just kind of, it's just an extension of The Righteous and the Ratchet Part 1, which is my first EP that came out in 2022. It's just an extension. But even though it's an extension, it's nothing like the first one. Because, like, the first one was about me and, like, just trying to find myself and trying to love myself and trying to be me as an individual, as a person, and love myself as an individual. But the second one is figuring out, how do I continue to love myself, stand on business, you know, do what's right morally for me, but also love other people and bring other people into my heart. And when I say love other people, that means romantically, that means platonically, that means friendships, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about, how do I continue to go on that self-love journey while trying to love others as well now, and trying to figure out how that looks, you know, for me when it comes to me loving other people now, you know, because, you know, that's important to me, you know, at this stage of my life. So it's different. It's different. It's more, it's a little darker because, but it's not darker in a negative way, because we all have our shadow parts. There's no such thing as, I don't really believe that there's such thing as a good and a bad person. I feel like that all people have bad, all people have good, and all people have gray. And it's just that some people have more bad than good, and some people have more good than bad. So, but all of us have good and bad. So that's what the righteous and the ratchet has always been about.
Yeah. Well, that's literally definitely... Yeah, so. Well, I like that. I think it's gonna be cool to see kind of like the next chapter of the story kind of unfold. So definitely looking forward to that, and I love the concept as well. So I was gonna say, if it's called Villain Era, I'm like, it has to be a little darker, I would assume. But I'm just taking a guess there, but
yeah. Well, it's about me taking it, standing on business when it comes to people, you know, now, because it's like, okay, you've gone through this process, and you're you know, you're trying to love yourself, and you've done all this self work, right? And then it's just kind of like, even though you've done all of this self work, how does that look when you have people that you love and that you care about, you know, and you have to kind of maneuver that and figure out how that looks, you know, and how do you stand on business? How do you put your foot down and, you know, stand up? You know what I'm saying? When people that you love, you know, may not be doing right by you, or, you know, you may have to make some decisions, some hard decisions about your relationship with those people. And that's hard. It's painful. But that's what, you know, this next part, I think, is about. It's about relationships, you know, all kinds.
It's that next step. Know? I like that. And I think that's very true too, because I think when you're working on yourself, it's a lot easier to have the conversation inward. Sometimes it's more unpredictable when you're dealing with others. So to be able to touch on that in music is super, super vital. So yeah, I think that's going to be super, super cool. And we're down to our last few questions here. These are ones I ask on every episode. The first one is, if you could go back 10 years ago, maybe give yourself a piece of advice, or maybe not change anything at all, what do you think you would do?
Oh my God. What piece of advice would I give myself? How many years we talking? Like, how many years going back we talking, Anthony?
Ten years. 10 years.
Ooh, 10 years?
Yep.
Okay. 10 years. What advice would I give myself?
Or nothing at all. You could also say that. If everything was fine, you give yourself no advice, and that's how it plays out.
No, my advice to myself would be, do it. Do it now. Like, don't wait. Like, just do it. Like, stop procrastinating, and stop thinking that you're not good enough. Stop thinking that, you know, you're not going to make it. All that self-doubt, all that not believing in yourself, all of that just making yourself feel like, you know, it's never going to happen for me, or I can't do it, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not good enough, I'm not talented enough, I can't sing well enough. All of that, completely just wipe all that out of your mind and do everything that you said that you were going to do. Period.
That applies to life in general, I would assume. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that. And if we flip that then and we say 10 years from now, where do you think you envision yourself in life, music, all that good stuff?
In 10 years, where do I envision myself? I am very much so a believer of, it's okay to sound delusional to other people. So excuse me for a minute if I sound delusional to you, but I don't sound delusional to myself. And I'm gonna say it right here, right now on your show. And guess what, Anthony? Listen, when it happened for me, you're gonna be like, she did say that on my show years ago.
On the record. It'll be on the record.
On the record. Okay, listen, write this down, record see myself 2 years from now, I see myself being a Grammy winner, being a BET Award winner, a Billboard Award winner for Best R&B Female Artist of the Year, Best Songwriter Year. I see myself being the first millionaire in my family, having a business, having multiple businesses, being able to help out my city, the city of Baltimore, having the finances to be able to do all of the things that I really want to do with that. I see myself being a very decorated and award-winning artist. I see myself touring all over the world, nationally and internationally, you know, really making sure, really, you know, helping people and healing people through my music, you know, headlining my own tour. You know, I definitely see myself, you know, being someone that is gonna do everything in my mind everything in my mind.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, it's great to have the goals. So I mean, that's the biggest thing of all, and I think you're gonna get to all those for sure. Because just having the mindset initially is how you get there. You know, one step at a time. So it's gonna be super awesome to watch. And do you have any final words of wisdom today for the listeners?
Final words of wisdom. Let me see. I don't know. Final words of wisdom. I would say that loving yourself is not something that you are gonna do in like a short span of time, or in like just like something where you just wake up one day and you're just like, I love myself and yay, everything is great and life is great. Like, it don't work like that. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever it is that you are dealing with or going through, you're always going to yo-yo, you know, like, you're always going to go with the waves, and kind of sometimes you're going to have seasons in your life where you're not going to be doing so well. You're going to hate yourself. You're going to be like, everything is shit. Everything is horrible. I hate everything. I hate all of this. And then you're going to also have seasons where they're going to be great. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's yourself, whether it's God, whatever it is helping you to get through those moments, please hold on tight. Whether it's your family, please hold on tight to those things. Please hold on tight to those people, that support system. And know that it's not going to happen, you know, overnight. It has to happen in intervals, you know what I'm saying? And it's okay when you have days that, you know, you don't feel that, you know what I'm saying? We're in hard times right now, and everybody is going through it. And it is really okay to feel however you feel, as long as you don't stay stuck there. So,
Yeah. Got to take the good with the bad and just keep moving on the journey. Life's a journey. Yeah. So I completely agree with that. And I want to say, you know, thank you again for doing this, for joining me today. I think we had a good time. And you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to all the music you got coming out, everything you're going to be doing moving forward. And I'm glad we got in touch, and we're going to have to do this again soon if you're down. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Anthony. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks everyone for listening today. That was episode 191. We'll be back this time next week. As always, hit the support button on your podcast streaming platform if you'd like to send any funds. And feel free to leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed today's episode. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone.